Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. There goes Spencer trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Gooch, who tags Spencer, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cook is chasing the ball. Vosmek rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Gooch moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Vosmek bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmek for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer bunts in front of the plate. Gooch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill scores. Hale moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Knickerbocker trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into Gooch, who tags Knickerbocker, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Warsler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmik. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.